Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case, it's P23012 regarding Catherine Mills. The time is 9:01 a.m. on March 16, 2023. My name is Greg Graham. I'm the investigator assigned to this case.
We don't actually have Ms. Mills with us yet.
Yeah, I know that. She can join. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title and purpose. I've done my introduction. I'll start with Mr. Carthel and just go around the room, and then we'll go to the remote.
Daniel Carthel, assisting investigator.
Kurt Winter, deputy director.
Ramon Padilla, enforcement advisory committee member.
Frank Costello, committee member.
Bob Marmon, committee member.
Okay, let's go to board counsel.
Carrie Smith, assistant attorney general.
Ms. Smith, and we just, I believe we just have one board staff member, our enforcement manager.
Orlene Lawyer, enforcement manager.
Okay, let's then, how about let's go to the ledgers. Mr. Leather and Ms. Scott. Are you both?
Jennifer Scott.
Robert Leather.
Okay, and respondent, let's go. To respond, I think that's all I have left, right? I don't think I missed anyone. With
Kathy Mills.
Okay, Ms. Mills.
Paula Middle, staff counsel for Kathy Mills.
Okay, now you two are in different numbers, it looks like.
Correct.
Okay, the reason I'm asking is in case of just making sure that both of you are present for, usually it's the same number, so we'll have to make sure we have the numbers straight for calling you back and that kind of thing. All right, very well. Did I miss anybody? Did we get everybody in introductions? If not, let me know. Okay, this meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important so when I go back to review the audio recording, I know who said what. To avoid disruption, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so that the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. I'd like to remind any attorneys present today that today's meeting is purely an investigative interview so that the committee members reviewing the case are able to ask your client questions and help them determine a recommendation to make to the board. We ask that only the respondent and a ledger answer questions being asked by committee members during the interview process because the purpose is to have professionals investigate the allegations. You have an opportunity to provide a brief statement to the committee after interviews have been completed, but this is not the proper time for legal arguments. The Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on August 1st, 2022 related to a grading and drainage plan and septic system design in New River, Arizona. It's an unincorporated Maricopa County, Arizona on or about December 14, 2020. The Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or a ledger. Now, for the record, I will call on each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. Mr. Padilla?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Marmon?
Yes.
Mr. Costello?
Yes.
Okay, very well. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger, respondent, and then witnesses. During the interview of respondent, Committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been completed. Okay, at this time I will call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. If I could have a motion, please.
Bob Marmon, so move.
Okay, we have a motion from Mr. Marmon. Do I have a second?
Sir Costello, go ahead.
Padilla, second.
Okay, Mr. Ramon Padilla has seconded. I will just do a roll call vote. Mr. Padilla? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Costello?
Yes.
Mr. Marmon?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes unanimously. The time is 9:07 a.m. I'm dealing with a recorder here.